science is legitimate and completely compatible with Christianity, but scientism is fundamentally incompatible with biblical Christianity.
Dr. David Menton of Answers in Genesis, talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Scientism is that worldview that insists that everything that's real is material. And a corollary of that is everything that is real, all phenomena that are real, may be explained in terms of purely natural terms. And we need to be aware of the intrinsic scientism nature of evolution.
You can meet and hear Dr. David Menton making the case against scientism June 19th and 20th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org, the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
I think people single out Islam as though there's something inherently wrong with it that wasn't wrong with other religions. And so I guess my point is, if Christianity went through almost the exact same process, people who thought they knew better and were purer, and that created violence. And I get the sense that you think Islam is different than other religions.
Well, I'm saying that Christianity went through that process of reformation and enlightenment and came to a place where the mass of Christians, at least in the Western world, have accepted tolerance in the secular state, the separation of church and state, respect for women, respect for gays.
That's a Jan Hersey as a guest of Jon Stewart's on The Daily Show, Comedy Central's television program. They're talking about a reformation within Islam. Now, this is something that we hear all the time. People say, if Islam only had a reformation, then it would become benign, it would become safe, the violence would cease. And I guess it all depends on what you mean by reformation. If you're talking about the kind of reformation that took place in Christianity, where they returned to their original sources, and we've had a reformation that refocused on the central teachings of Christianity, I don't think that's what people want Islam really to do, to go back and focus on their central teachings. In fact, a lot of the violence that we're seeing perpetrated here is because they're going back and focusing on their central teachings, and perhaps this highlights the real difference, although Jon Stewart doesn't recognize it, the real difference between Christianity and Islam. Joining us to discuss this, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Illinois College, author of the book The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam and the Triumph of the West. Dr. Schmidt, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Most of the time when people say Islam needs a reformation, what they're saying is Islam needs to soften its teachings, to kind of ease up on what the Quran says and not follow it so strictly. Is that what actually happened in the Christian Reformation?
Oh, no. When they use this term, the Reformation, they really do not understand what the Reformation was all about. The Reformation, picking up with Luther, who was the primary individual in terms of bringing the Reformation about, was to go back to early apostolic Christianity, to Nova Vita as a new life, the Reformatio, the Communio Sanctorum, the communion of saints, as Luther saw, for example, that was not tied to an organizational entity, but the community of true believers that had gotten lost over the centuries from early Christianity down to Luther's time. And that's what he meant by the Reformation. It was to go back and to, in fact, there was kind of a longing, a Heimweh, as the Germans would call it, a homesickness for the early apostolic church that they wanted to bring back, that had been lost over the centuries with the papacy. The papacy, the Roman Catholic Church, saw the church as an outward entity rather than a communion of true believers. It was governed by papal decrees. It denied clergy marriage or advocated clergy celibacy. It advocated canon law. It, for example, refused the Christians to participate in communion of both kinds. It denied justification by faith alone. This is what the Reformation was all about in terms of Luther's thinking. And when you take that as an example for Muslims, now, one more comment I should make. At the essence of Luther's argument for the Reformation was sola scriptura, to go back to the early scriptures as conveyed, they conveyed Christ's work as well as the disciples. And if you want to go back, and that's what the Reformation was all about. Now, if Muslims want to go back to the days of Muhammad and the compilation of the Quran, they're not going to have a Reformation. They're going to have a reaffirmation of what he did, namely full of violent passages that are all in the Quran. I have counted them. There are about 111 violent passages. They're all in the present tense. They're not in the past tense. And so when you see the program, for example, on John Stuart Mill, the individuals here do not understand what the Reformation was all about. They mention, for example, the freedom bringing of women. No, the early church had freedom of women, very much so. Jesus spoke to women. He spoke to the woman at the Samaritan woman. Women, for example, Mary, right after the ascension of Jesus Christ, gathered with the apostles and other men, prayed with them in the upper room in Jerusalem. There was not a separation of the women from the men. And Paul talks about, for example, of Phoebe in Romans 16:1 as being a prostatus, a chief leader in this congregation at Senecre. And so all of this is what Luther and the reformers wanted to go back to. This is very different from when the term Reformation is used in Islam context. Last Saturday, there was a two-page article, and part of the John Stuart interview or program reflects some of Hersey's comments in the Saturday Wall Street Journal. And again, it talks about a Reformation for Islam, but it's very clear as you read it that they do not understand what the Reformation is about. And you may have some questions, but there's the basic fallacy right there. If, let me repeat, if they want to reform as the Christian church did, to go back to the early pristine churches era, and to apply this to Muslims, they would go back to Muhammad in the days of Medina and all the other violence he engaged in. They would not be having a reformation, but they would have a reaffirmation of what he did. It would be at least as bad as what the ISIS people are, or the Al-Qaeda people are doing today.
Dr. Alvin Schmidt is our guest on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 24th. We're having a discussion of a Reformation in Islam based upon a recent discussion on The Daily Show, Jon Stewart talking with Ayaan Hirsi. No one in that conversation seemed to completely understand what the Reformation was all about. We'll get what Jon Stewart thought it was about after this and Dr. Schmidt's reaction. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.
The Lord has gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. These gifts can be received every week at both Grace Lutheran Church and Trinity Lutheran Church in Wichita, Kansas. Join us for divine services at Grace on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., as well as every Wednesday at 11 a.m., or at Trinity every Sunday at 11 a.m. Grace is located at 3310 East Pawnee and Trinity at 611 South Erie. Gather with us around our Lord and His giving His gifts to us. See you soon.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess, and then B, is this the right place, and well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision.
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
Talk of reformation in Islam has been underway for a while. And what's interesting about now is, yes, there's a great deal of violence in the name of Islam, but there is an emerging and incredibly important minority of reformers who are risking their lives in trying to get this change done.
That's Jan Hersey speaking recently with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, her call for a reformation in Islam. Perhaps very well-intentioned, but a basic misunderstanding what Reformation might actually mean. Dr. Alvin Schmidt is our guest, Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Illinois College, author of the book The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam, and the Triumph of the West. Dr. Schmidt, is the problem here then essentially the definition of Reformation?
Primarily, yes, and a misunderstanding of history as well. And I think the term Reformation has gained a respectable acceptance in people's minds today. Of course, in the Roman Catholic circles, it's still not all that respectable. Not so long ago, back in the 1960s, when I was still a student at the seminary, it was not uncommon in Roman Catholic literature to read the word the Protestant Revolution rather than the Reformation. Today, you don't see that really anymore, but so the word Reformation has become acceptable. And so I see, for example, Muslims who are unhappy with what's going on in the name of Islam have kind of latched onto the word and think that this has some application to their particular religion as well in terms of mitigating and maybe removing the violence. But that's totally inappropriate because, as I mentioned before, sola scriptura, Luther and the reformers wanted to go back to scripture. There was no... and. Given going back to the program, too, and her mentioning, for example, of Christianity, along with the Jews, got rid of violent passages. Well, first of all, there are no violent passages in the New Testament. The violence that occurred, for example, later on in the name of or by many Christians was not biblically or New Testament based. And there was an abuse later on, but because they departed from the New Testament, not because they abided by it. And that's what the Reformation was about. They wanted to go back to it and get rid of all the evils that had happened over the centuries, particularly from the 4th, 5th century on to Luther's day. So it doesn't really apply. If anything, they would have to use the word revision, revise the Quran, and delete the violent passages also from the Hadith that talks about the life of Muhammad, which has many violent passages and advocating violence as well. So the concept of Reformation simply does not fit. It's totally inappropriate to use it for people in Islam who would like to see a better religion or what it is at the moment.
Here's a further exchange between Jon Stewart and Ayaan Hirsi on Comedy Central's The Today Show.
My first question would be, why does Islam need a reformation now?
Because, unfortunately, too many people are dying in the name of Islam. Too many women live under oppression. Mm-hmm. Too many Jews are being demonized for it. Too many gays are being killed in the name of Islam. Too many Christians are being killed in the name of Islam. And I think it really has the answers to have the Reformation now.
The Reformation was Martin Luther wanted a purer form of Christianity. And so when he put that up there, it created 100 years of violence and mayhem. Isn't that the process that we are going through right now?
All right. There, Stewart seems to have a better understanding of what Reformation means. But is he correct in his historical conclusion that it was Luther's attempt to purify the message of Christianity that led directly to 100 years of violence?
No, he's obviously talking about the 30 Years' War, perhaps. No, not at all. In fact, that war was the result of Roman Catholic Church rejecting the Reformation. It was not a product of the Reformation. It was a reaction to it. And that's where he's in error.
So how should we understand the violence that followed there? I mean, in detail. You said
It was an abuse of the church authorities. For example, in this case, the Roman Catholic Church. And the Protestants had little choice but to defend themselves, and so they fought back. Some of that violence already occurred during Luther's time, under Charles V, for example. But again, it cannot be equated with the Reformation. As I said, it was a faulty, negative reaction to the Reformation. Had Rome listened, you see, Luther, I've often said that, great as he is, and I admire him, he was, however, and I don't mean this negative, he was naive. He really believed that if you pointed out the errors of the church would reform itself. He had forgotten, maybe never understood, that it had become institutionalized, and with that went vested interests that had centuries of implications, and people identified with them, and they weren't about to relinquish that and to give that up. That's where Luther really, bless his heart, believed they would reform, but he was wrong. And that's what resulted later on in the war, the 30 Years' War, which was the most pronounced and the worst of all. But already before the 30 Years' War began, you had already in the mid-1500s with Charles V fighting that went on, for example, the small-scale wars and so on. It was, again, a rejection, not a acceptance of the Reformation. Had they accepted it, there would have been no wars, and the church would have been able to go back to the early pristine years of the apostolic era.
So it sounds like what we're saying here is that when people call for a reform of Islam, a la the 16th century in Western Christianity, they're misunderstanding what really took place in the 16th century there. What they're really calling for is for Islam to westernize.
Right, and that would be a revision, not a reformation, a drastic revision. And that's what they need to talk about. That would make sense. But to try and find a parallel to the Reformation just simply doesn't fit.
Does it finally, Dr. Schmidt, does it finally, the question that we've been talking about here for the last few minutes, really highlight the difference between Christianity as a religion and Islam, between the Bible and its message and that of the Quran?
Yes, I think it does. Although perhaps not very readily perceived in terms of making that distinction. It sure does, yes.
Dr. Alvin Schmidt is Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Illinois College, and he's author of the book, The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam and the Triumph of the West. Dr. Schmidt, it is always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.